There's a question that I'm asked every once in a while that makes me seize up and get scared and freeze. The question is, how do I know if it's fear or intuition? Why does it make me freeze? Because it reveals that I'm confused as can be about intuition. And yet, I make a living being intuitive. I still don't consider myself intuitive. So I'm very, very confused. What do we do? Okay. We unpack it. Let's talk about this. If I'm not the only one confused about intuition, this is the moment we go through it together. This is the Healer's Journey. I am your host, Inga Brewer, and the block we are busting today is the block that shows up around believing we are not intuitive and asking questions like, is it fear or intuition? And getting stuck on the answer. So let's dig in. Why do we have this question come up in the first place? Well, we have a million different voices and thoughts bustling through our mind at any given moment. And there's a culture around you have to listen to your voice, listen to your wise inner voice, or listen to your intuition, listen to your heart. The problem is that sounds wildly different from one person to the next. So let me start with a story. One of the origin stories of this confusion. I'm about 2 years in to doing energy work professionally, and I'm having intuition all the time. Every time I'm working with a client, all sorts of things come through. There's no other word for that than intuition. And yet it doesn't feel like that. It just feels like I'm reading a pattern in a human, something that I've been doing my whole life, reading humans. But I'm at this point reading books about intuition, trying to develop my intuition, yada, 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 all that stuff. And I'm in the metro. So for non-Montrealers, the metro is the subway. And I'd been reading this book, and all of a sudden I hear very clearly and very calmly and neutrally in my head, get off the metro. And there was a little bit of a tinge of fear behind it. It was like, something bad's going to happen. Get off the metro. And I remember it being an extremely clear decision point for me. Because now I had this thought. And now I had a decision to make. Do I listen to my intuition? Or do I hold my wider stance as a student of intuition, and I get curious about what might happen if I don't listen to it? And really, this was a classic intuitive hit, as you may say. Neutral, clear, yeah. So I decided that I didn't want to live my life beholden by any random thought that crossed my mind, and I decided to stay curious. And I stayed on that metro, and I stayed on it, and I stayed on it until my final destination. Probably was about 20 minutes. And do you know what happened? Absolutely freaking nothing. Nothing of note. Nothing particularly. Nobody barged in with a sword threatening all of us. Nothing bad happened at all. And that was a moment for me of supreme confusion. And somehow it taking my power back from this notion that there is a kind of inner voice that you must always listen to or bad things will happen. Am I saying that voice doesn't exist? Of course not. I had another moment where I was on a plane and I was doing an intuitive setup meditation. So a deep grounding and then a connecting to source from above, clearing my chakras along the way. And I had this sense of like, there's something wrong with the plane. And again, it was like a final destination moment of like, should I run off this plane because I feel like something bad's going to happen? I considered it. And again, I guess there's a deep part of me that's very at peace with maybe I die, but I stayed put. I was like, no, I'm going to see what happens. And what happened that time is that there was actually something wrong with the plane and they caught it and my flight was delayed by maybe a few hours and they fixed it and I got to Europe fine. So those are some of the experiences I've had that like really confirmed and confused this whole thing. And so what I want to bring today here is I don't want to spread my confusion. I wouldn't come on here if I was only confused. In recent days, I've had some serious clarity download into me around intuition. There's three things I want to bring here. One, what if intuition works really differently for different people? Human design has a theory about this, and I have been playing with this a little bit. My authority is an emotional authority, and that means that the way for me to navigate, for me to make good decisions in the world, is to ride my wave of emotion, essentially consider different angles in a somatic way until I land in a place of clarity. My process is a bit slower, it's very navigational, it's very iterative, tweaky, sit on things for a while until I feel clear to move. And then when I feel the clear to move, usually that decision is rooted in wisdom and something really beautiful emerges from it. My husband doesn't have the same authority, and I can kind of track that. He has this, I think it's called sacral authority. He knows in the moment, yes or no. And that's one of the things I hate. He says, he asks me a question, do you da 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 da, yes or no? I'm like, I don't know. I need to ride a whole emotional wave around this. Give me a day or a week or 6 months, whatever it is. So I started playing with this and I started checking. I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure my dad has the same kind of authority as me. And yeah, he does. It is there in his human design. And I was like, I'm pretty sure my mom has neither of these. And I checked. And indeed, she has another type of authority. Hers is the splenic authority. And that one is more that classic intuitive hit. For her, it might work best to listen to those random thoughts of knowing that appear out of nowhere, seem disembodied. Whereas, as I've told you, that doesn't really work for me. So there's a few more in human design. I'm no expert. But the first permission slip I want to offer us in this is, what if what you've been learning about intuition is simply not your style of intuition? And you have a certain style. You have a certain navigational tool inside of you that is intuition, but not described in the classical way. The second thing I thought I'd like to bring here is that I think there's really two different types of intuition. And we talk about them in the same breath, but they're actually really, really different. One intuition is the capacity of seeing what is clearly. So without distortion, without projection, you just see what is. See what's right in front of you. And sometimes that's just being able to see patterns other people can't see because they're clouded in their judgment in some way. Sometimes that's being able to read into the future what is going to happen. Sometimes it's able to read energetic field of a person, an animal, a project, a movement, whatever it might be. And so you're simply reading what is. And I think that's a very important and helpful aspect of intuition. Some people have this in a very strong way. And it is quite incredible. I've met a few, and it is really, really, really rare. While I would say all my clients have some kind of intuition. There's a few people who have this kind of intuition. And it is really quite something to behold and watch. For the rest of us, if you want to increase this kind of intuition, my really boring, unhelpful, wah-wah, well, not unhelpful, but wah-wah, anticlimactic suggestion is to do your healing work.
Why?
The more you do your healing work, the more you become integrated, and the more your perceptual system doesn't distort the information coming in. So you can see plainly what is right there for you to see without distortions, without beliefs clouding your judgment, without the self-doubt. So that is one type of intuition. And I do think it's important. It is something that for me, the way I work, has truly developed by seeing clients. Because when I'm just on my own, the intuitive hits don't come so much. The clarity doesn't come so much. But when I'm with people, when I'm walking, when I'm moving around, when I'm interacting with the world, like for me, intuition really happens in a relationship. So me just sitting around asking myself questions, it'll also work, but it's that interaction that really, really, really helps the most. Then there's a second type of intuition, and I find this type of intuition even more interesting, even more actually deeply useful in a human's life, especially in a time like right now. That second type of intuition is the intuition that allows you to navigate in the dark. So from when I did a master's in neuropsychology, I remember learning about a certain neuropsychological problem that manifests as follows. People are blind, so their eyes are working, but there's something in their brain that makes them really not conscious of what their eyes are seeing. So if you show them an apple and you ask, is the apple red or green, there's no way they know. However, if you put them in a maze or in a room full of furniture and you tell them, I know you don't see anything, but still get to the other side without bumping into anything, they will do it. They will navigate, they will move away from the couch in front of them and away from the table, and they will navigate that room without crashing into anything. So the way it's wired, they're not conscious of seeing anything, and yet they're able to use the information that their eyes are picking up in this case to not bump into anything. That second type of intuition, I feel it works like that. It's our ability to navigate in the dark. It's our ability to grapple with the mystery. It's our ability to think we don't know and then yet still move on the tiny pieces that we do pick up somehow. I'm so deeply excited about this kind of intuition because if people want to create something they've never had before, and let's be honest, if you're listening to this podcast, that's for sure you, but probably most people, then you need to be able to walk on a path that you don't even know exists yet. And you need to be able to listen to your inner voice. You can let the outside world amplify that inner voice. You can put yourself into context where you're going to hear a little bit more. You're going to allow people that are a little bit ahead of you describe the path for you. But you are still going to have to put one foot in front of another and navigate a changing world. And it's that kind of intuition that allows us to make decisions that are right for our life, to create something we've never created before, to have a type of relationship we haven't had before. And so this one also develops the more we create an inner sense of safety for ourselves, the more we feel internally anchored, internally safe, internally held, no matter what, the more we feel like we've got our own back, no matter what, that we are unconditional with ourselves, the more willing our whole system becomes to try something new. Because for our nervous system, something new is something dangerous. So that somehow brings us back full circle to this question. Is it fear or is it intuition? Often it's both at the same time. And so I really dislike this question for so many reasons. Following your intuition often is deeply scary. Following your intuition and that inner sense, that inner walking in the dark, when you don't know that you're seeing anything clearly at all, that creating something new that you've never experienced before, it is scary. If you work with fear in a really respectful way, you might find that if you get quiet with your fear and you let your fear work on you, your fear might just sharpen your senses. Your fear might just sharpen your intuition. It might just help you get really, 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 really still and really, 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 really listen and move from there. I've experimented a lot with the idea that intuition, or this type of creative intuition, knows the directest, the most direct path to where you want to be going. And that is not usually the most comfortable. We all have energetic blocks. We all have beliefs that are keeping the status quo. Sometimes our intuition is going to land us straight in the middle of one of those blocks, face to face with one of those beliefs. So having an energetic healing toolkit is one of the most important things you can have if it's important for you to live a life from the inside out, to live a life that is creative, to live a life that hasn't been written by anybody except you and your soul. Then being able to listen to your inner little voice, run straight into a block, work with the block, dismantle the block, and then take the next step after that, that's what's going to take you where you want to go as fast as possible. And then I'll bring one more thing into the mix here. Your intuition responds to direction. But everybody's different around direction. I have an affinity for setting goals, but it doesn't really work for me. When I set a direction of something I want to feel into, something I want, a thread I want to follow, that's what works best for me. And I know other people, the SMART goals work better. Specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-bound. And we need both. So I'm going to leave you on all of that. That is the big chunk of clarity that I've gotten around clarity. That's why I don't like the question, is it my fear or intuition? Because truly, I think it's often both. And creating a life that is off the beaten path is, for our nervous system, simply by definition, a scary endeavor. And yet, that's where the magic is. That's where we can suddenly navigate in the dark. We can suddenly cross a room full of objects and furniture that we don't think we can see, but we can do it. So I leave you with that. This has been The Healer's Journey. I'm your host, Inga Brewer. Music was by Lana Chakra. And if this is a conversation that is lighting you up in more ways than you can count, I think you would enjoy my programs, Healer Awakened and Healer Embodied, because what we do there is we find your way through your obstacles, your blocks, your life of a healer. I hope to see you there.